This is Bigger Pockets Daily, kicking off your Monday with a daily dose of real estate information and education. The article I'm about to share is one of more than 10,000 blog articles available on Bigger Pockets, but you can't read the blog when you're walking the dog or browsing the MLS. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day, with Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
Is selling Sunset real estate reality? Three truths from a working agent. From Aaron Spradlin. At present, we are 3 seasons and 24 episodes into Selling Sunset, which launched in 2019. The show is a blend of big personalities, luxury real estate, high fashion, and still referring to your staff of income-generating professionals as girls. As an unabashed, unapologetic fan of reality television and a busy real estate agent in one of the nation's top markets, I knew I had to find out why everyone was telling me to watch Selling Sunset. The series starts with the twin owners of the Oppenheim Group introducing us to their agency. The agency is located in Los Angeles. They cater to the very wealthy, and the staff is white, female, and opposed to carbs. Unfortunately, the twins are mostly humorless and hard to tell apart, and narrate the show with a series of looks that suggest approval, disapproval, or annoyance. The episode also introduces us to Chriselle, who will serve as our guide through the experience of being new to the agency and relatively new to real estate. Her boss, one of the twins, seems annoyed that she brought dog toys to the office on her first day. But I get it. Being a good real estate agent requires reading people fast, connecting with them, and creating a bond. People like their dogs a lot and judge you if you don't like animals or animals don't like you. As an opening move, I think this was smart on Chriselle's part. Break the ice by buttering up the pets? Is the Oppenheim Group a good agency? For people new to real estate and shopping agencies like Chriselle, let's talk about what you would want in an agency. If we want an overbearing Amazonian blonde to simultaneously sabotage us and insinuate that an outfit from Ann Taylor is a horrific life choice, then the Oppenheim Group has you covered with Christine, our villain. If you are curious about what else you might want in an agency, I'd advise asking the following questions. Will I have a mentor? Who is my mentor? Have they mentored anyone else? Is that person still here? How long has my mentor been here? Will someone be reviewing my contracts in the beginning? How large of a commission do you take? How much business do you feed your agent directly? Number one, Christines aren't usually successful. If you encounter a Christine and she thinks she's super cool when she says stuff like, "I mean this and I'm not trying to scare you, but seriously, good luck here." Remember that there are a ton of jerks in real estate, but they usually aren't very successful. I can personally report having just worked opposite a local real estate legend, and she was nothing but kind and helpful in the contract. In a relationship business, it turns out being nice is a positive. Note the rest of the staff seems pretty decent. Mary, Maya, and Heather seem like people who have better things to do than bring back high school bullying. Number two, support your clients. Don't trash talk them. All right, let's talk about Christine here. She's the bully. She's also the person that correctly asserts real estate is a mind game, and I, Bobby Fisher, the bleep out of my clients. You must protect your clients, and it's also important you make them feel good about what they are doing. I assume that's what she meant. Unfortunately, she also trash talks her clients and generally seems annoyed. Trust me, I feel annoyed at times. However, I'm not overly picky, so it can be hard for me to understand complaints like, this counter isn't quite 8 feet long, or I don't love the landscaping rocks. But I only trash talk to my husband. Never on camera, and never to the client. Purchasing a property is a huge deal, so it's important your clients feel comfortable. Be gentle with them. There's a lot of money on the line. Number three, but don't forget that clients can be frustrating. And finally, we have Maya. I have not recently been hit on by a playboy with zero respect for my marriage, but I appreciate her story arc in this episode. Clients occasionally waste your time, and it's capital F, frustrating. Specifically, her client seems very interested in seeing her bouncing on a bed, making him dinner, or emerging from the pool, and not that interested in the details of the house. Worse yet, he traps her later at a happy hour against her will and then announces he's working with other agents. Not cool. Not cool. Here's something I didn't understand before I got into the business. A good real estate agent is in demand. You are interviewing them, but they are also interviewing you. I am very apt to drop a client if I find out they've lied to me, I'm having trouble getting in touch with them, or they lack loyalty. If someone is having me run all over the valley and laugh at their dumb jokes, I'm not excited to find out they're cheating on me with another agent. Maya didn't seem excited either, and tells him as much. He seems nonplussed and shrugs his shoulders as if to imply, I'm going to spend a lot of money, so you get to put up with this. Most successful professionals are in demand, make plenty of money, and actually don't want to prostitute themselves for your business. The episode concludes with some sexist commentary on women always being late to dinner. I think they should recut that and have the twins say it this way. The people that make me all the money and do all the work are running a little late. Congratulations. You just got smarter and one step closer to reaching your real estate investing goals. You know what else will make you smarter? Setting up keyword alerts in your BiggerPockets profile. Go to Account Settings, Alerts, and set up alerts for the market or strategy you're interested in. For example, Turnkey or Kansas City. You're guaranteed to connect with like-minded investors who share similar goals. Want to hear more BiggerPockets Daily? Check out some older episodes you missed. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow.